This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
There are three things that are used to define patience, this word, to not lose heart. The most natural thing to do in a problem situation is to lose heart, which means to give up. Some of you lost heart about a situation in your life in the last 30 days, and you're ready to throw in the towel. It's happened to some of you in the last year, the last 6 months, where you're ready to throw in the towel and say, what is the use? I've tried, I've prayed, and patience says, don't lose heart. Keep on keeping on. There's a second definition, to persevere in misfortune and trouble. One of the hardest things to do in life is to keep on going when you run into misfortune and trouble. To keep walking and to keep running, to keep going in a situation, and that's part of biblical patience, to persevere. And then thirdly, to be slow to anger or seek revenge. Don't raise your hands, but some of you are quicker than others to lose your temper. And some of you are quicker than others to seek revenge. There are some people that as soon as they're wrong, revenge is on the calendar right now. What's on their radar scope? Revenge. I'm going to get even. And a person who has biblical patience is slow to anger and slow to seek revenge. Do a test on yourself. Are you quick to show anger? Are you trigger happy when it comes to anger? Does it just take a little provocation and you're gone in terms of the anger issue? Are you quick to seek revenge? Then you are not having what I would call biblical patience in your life. I want to bring up another verse, verse 8. I skipped this actually in the first service. We need to talk about it. Be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. Verse 8. Be patient and stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. What does it mean to stand firm? How many of you have sold a house or a car ever in your life? You personally sold a house or a car. Do you remember when you came to a place where you lowered the price on the house or that car? Then you came to that place where you said, this is it. I am standing firm on this price. I don't care if nobody buys it. I'm standing firm on this price. Let me tell you what it means to stand firm in the Lord. You stand firm on everything Jesus Christ is and everything you're not. To stand firm means you stand firm on who He is and what He is. You stand firm on your belief in this book we call the Bible. You stand firm in your faith in prayer. You stand firm in your faith in general in the Lord. Most people don't stand firm. Man, most people waver. And I'm talking about you and me. We waver. And there's somebody here today that needs those words. You need to stand firm in your faith and your walk with the Lord. You've never done it before, but today you're going to stand firm because the Lord's coming is near. Let's bring up the next verse, verse 9. Don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. I wanted to know, what's the word grumble mean in the original? Found out it can mean two things. To grumble can mean to groan or to sigh. Has anyone sighed at you lately? Have you sighed at anyone lately? Here's what it is. Doesn't that convey? I mean, you just get a whole sense, a feeling of that, just the sigh. When somebody does that with you, you know it means they're getting impatient. You know it means they're not going to put up with much more. And that's what James says, don't grumble against one another. Don't groan and sigh. The church was evidently going through persecution when James wrote that. And you know what happened? Christian people were turning on one another. You see it in churches. You see it in families where there's strife and there's problems and people start turning on one another.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.